This will be an overview of the Book of Ruth, a very great short book in the Bible, one of the two books in the Bible that's named after a woman. And this book has 4 chapters and 85 verses. Ruth is a Moabitess that lives in the time of the Judges. I just did the overview of the Book of Judges, and this woman lived during this time, and the marriage that takes place in this book between Ruth and Boaz, as you know, if you've read the book of Ruth, that marriage pictures the Lord Jesus Christ and the bride of Christ, which we are the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, all born-again believers together make up the body of Christ, we make up the bride of Christ, and Boaz is Ruth's kinsman redeemer, just like the Lord Jesus Christ is our kinsman redeemer. And some New Testament verses to illustrate that is Titus 2:13 and 14, which says, "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." And then 1 Peter 1:18 and 19, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." So just like Jesus Christ is our Redeemer, Boaz, a type of Christ in the book of Ruth, is Ruth's Redeemer. Look at Ruth 2:1. It says, "And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz." So Boaz is the kinsman redeemer. Boaz was a man of wealth, just like Jesus Christ was a man of wealth. Jesus was rich, yet became poor for our sakes when he left heaven, as it says in 2 Corinthians 8:9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. So that is the main thing about the book of Ruth, is you have Ruth and Boaz. Boaz is their kinsman redeemer that pictures the Lord Jesus Christ, while Ruth would picture the bride of Christ. So Ruth, as I said, was a Moabitess, and Moabites are the enemies of God. That's significant. Just like me and you were enemies of God before we were saved. Ephesians 2:16 says, "And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby." You and God were at enmity. You needed to be reconciled, and the only way to do that was to come to Jesus Christ. Just like Ruth, a Moabite, was the enemy of God. Romans 5:10 says, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." So the book of Ruth can show you that one person doing right can make a difference, because Ruth was a virtuous woman. She was nothing special, just like me and you were nothing special. But if we do right, we can make a difference. And she ended up being in the line of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Ruth also shows us that you can walk with God during a time of apostasy, a time when people are abandoning the truth, just like they are today. You know, today people don't want to live right. They don't want to serve God. They don't want to read the Bible. They don't want to pray. They don't want to retain God in their knowledge. But you can serve God and live right in a time like we're in today. While everyone around you is becoming a friend of the world and an enemy of God, you can walk with God as his friend. But let's look at the characters here in the first chapter of the book of Ruth. And first we see the man named Elimelech, and his name means "My God is King." And then you have Naomi. Her name means "pleasant." And Elimelech and Naomi is Ruth's mother-in-law and father-in-law. So now, Elimelech and Naomi's two sons are Mahlon and Chilion. Mahlon means unhealthy, while Chilion means puny. And they are types of the Old Testament law, which cannot save anybody. And as you know, if you have read the story, Elimelech, Mahlon, and Chilion pass away. Now Naomi wants to go back to Bethlehem. And Elimelech had them out there in Moab, and that is where his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, started running around with these two Moabitish women, Ruth and Orpah. Now, Orpah's name means stubborn and stiff-necked. However, Ruth's name means friendship. Since Naomi is going back to Bethlehem, after the death of Elimelech, her husband, and her two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Orpah and Ruth, Naomi's two daughter-in-laws, have the option to go with her and leave Moab. Moab is a type of the sinful world. There is a famine in the land of Moab, so they want to go to Bethlehem, which means house of bread. And the Bible talks about famines. Amos 8:11 says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." And as a Christian, you should have a natural hunger for the bread of the Word of God, and this should make you want to leave the world and seek bread from heaven. Now, Orpah, Naomi's daughter-in-law, chooses to stay in Moab, which is a type of the world. And this shows that she pictures an unrepentant sinner who doesn't want to be reconciled to God. That is why her name means stubborn or stiff-necked. But now you have Ruth, the Moabitess. Moabites are enemies of God, as I said, yet her name means friendship. She chooses to go with Naomi to Jerusalem. So Ruth pictures a sinner who accepts Jesus Christ. And since her husband was a picture of the Old Testament law, her old husband dying and then her remarrying with Boaz, that pictures us and the Lord Jesus Christ, because we died to the law and married, we'll marry the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can read about that illustration in Romans chapter 7. As Paul said, "For I am dead to the law that I might live unto God." But let's look at some ways that Ruth pictures the bride. As we have said, Ruth is a Moabite, so she is a Gentile, and we are a Gentile bride. In Ephesians 2:11 through 13, it says, "Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." So Ruth, like born-again believers and the bride of Christ, ended up changing from the false gods of the world to the God of the Bible. She was an unsaved Gentile. She was a Moabite, an enemy of God. She made a complete turnaround. She served false gods, but then she went with Naomi. And look what it says in Ruth 1:16, where it says, "And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God." So she says, "And thy God, my God." Remember when your God was yourself. Remember when your God was your career, work, video games, music, movies, another person, or whoever and whatever your God was. Then one day you realize your guilt of sin and realize that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, and you chose to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, in your service and discipleship, you daily have to make a choice to choose the true God over the false gods of the world, just like Ruth did. In 1 Thessalonians 1:9, it says, "For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned from God, or you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. So Ruth did the same thing. She chose the true God. Next, Ruth worked in Boaz's harvest field just like we work in the Lord's field. If you look at Ruth 2, 1 through 3, it says, "And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, Go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech." So she was in Boaz's field, just like we are in the Lord's field. As it says in Matthew 9:37-38, he said, "Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." So just like Ruth was in Boaz's field, once you get saved, you're in the Lord's field doing work. So after salvation, you need to get to laboring for the Lord. And Ruth is rewarded for her labor, for her good works, just like we will be at the judgment seat of Christ. If you look at Ruth 2:12, it says, "The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord, God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust." So she is rewarded for her labor, just like we will be. In Colossians 3:23-24, it says, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." So Ruth was also separated. She only hung around Boaz's young men and maidens. Just like we need to be separate from the world, we need to hang out with other Christians, other people who are in the Lord Jesus Christ. So Ruth 2:21-23 says, "And Ruth the Moabitess said, He said unto me also, Thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said unto Ruth, her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean into the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law." So she's separate. She's hanging out with only Boaz's people, just like we need to hang out with only the Lord's people. In 2 Corinthians 6:17, it says, "Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." And as I said, Boaz is a type of Christ because he pays the price to get Ruth. In Ruth 4:10, it says, "Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren, and from the gate of his place ye are witnesses this day." 1 Corinthians 6:20, "If ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." So just like Boaz purchased Ruth, he says, "Have I purchased to be my wife?" God also purchased us. In Acts 20:28, it says, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." So Ruth marries her Redeemer, Boaz, just like we marry our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Ruth and Boaz's son is a man named Obed, the father of Jesse, who is the father of David the king. And that's just like after you get saved, you need to have spiritual children. Tell someone about the Lord Jesus Christ so that they also can be redeemed. And then that puts them in the line of Jesus Christ. You're part of the family of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like Ruth, a nobody, is part of the family of the Lord Jesus Christ. She's in the line of Christ. And Ruth 4:13-17, it says, "So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him. And Naomi took the child, and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, There is a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. So Ruth, one insignificant person, just because she did right and was a virtuous woman, she ended up being in the line of Jesus Christ. So there's many things we can learn from Ruth. In the book of Ruth, there's so many types and shadows, pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ and us in the book of Ruth. Many practical things. It's a very good book to just sit down and read. Only four chapters, 85 verses, can be read in 10 minutes. And then just go through it and study it, highlight it, mark it up, get something out of it. But this has just been something to get you interested in the book of Ruth.